A five-day conference of the World Trade Organization is getting underway today in the Persian Gulf state of Qatar. Delegates of the 142-member trade body are meeting amid heightened security concerns in the wake of the September 11th attacks. From Doha, the capital, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Security is tight here. Thousands of police and special forces units line streets and man roadblocks. U.S. naval ships are deployed off of the coast. Qatar is taking no chances, given concerns about terrorist threats in a region angered by the U.S.-led bombing of Afghanistan. P.P. Balachandran, managing editor of Doha's English-language daily, the Peninsula News, says authorities here are doing everything possible to reassure WTO delegates that Qatar is safe.
Given the kind of proximity to the Afghanistan bombing, it's only natural for a country to be, I wouldn't say oversensitive, but overcautious about, you know, hosting a conference of this dimension.
Fearing threats, WTO officials had recently urged moving the talks to Singapore. But Doha's leaders objected, and Vice President Dick Cheney reportedly backed Qatar, an important Muslim ally in the anti-terrorist coalition. Still, many delegates, like George Williams from Dominica, say they'd rather be somewhere else.
Because of the international situation, like most other delegations, I had hoped that the meeting would, at the very least, be postponed, if not transferred to some other location.
The American delegation, headed by U.S. Trade Representative Robert Zoellick, has been reduced by more than half because of security concerns. The U.S. Secretaries of Agriculture and Commerce are attending, but many congressmen and business leaders have dropped out. American officials here are reportedly equipped with gas masks and emergency medical supplies. Dale Wehoff of the Minneapolis-based NGO, the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy, said U.S. officials warned his delegation to stay home.
They wouldn't go into detail, but they made it very clear that they thought that it was a risk to come here.
Security concerns were further heightened Wednesday when a lone gunman opened fire on a U.S. airbase south of the capital. Soldiers shot and killed the gunman, whose motives were unknown. Still, there's little fear here of the kind of street violence that disrupted the last WTO meeting in Seattle. Few activists have been able to come to Qatar because of hefty travel expenses and visa restrictions. That's angered some, like Greenpeace political organizer Remy Parmentier.
The WTO came to Qatar to hide from the protesters. And you know the saying, you can run, but you can't hide. So they'll have to listen to what we have to say.
Qatar's monarchy has said it will allow peaceful protests, and it remains to be seen if any will be held. Given the climate, many delegates are anticipating that trade talks here will be far more productive than those held in Seattle. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Doha.